Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. By rendering devotional service unto the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, one immediately acquires causeless knowledge and detachment from the world. Purport. Those who consider devotional service to the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna to be something like material emotional affairs may argue that in the revealed scriptures, sacrifice, charity, austerity, knowledge, mystic powers, and similar other processes of transcendental realization are recommended. According to them, bhakti or the devotional service of the Lord is meant for those who cannot perform the high-grade activities. Generally, it is said that the bhakti cult is meant for the shudras, vaishyas and the less intelligent women class. But that is not the actual fact. The bhakti cult is the topmost of all transcendental activities, and therefore it is simultaneously sublime and easy. It is sublime for the pure devotees who are serious about getting in contact with the Supreme Lord, and it is easy for the neophytes who are just on the threshold of the house of bhakti. To achieve the contact of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Sri Krishna is a great science, and it is open for all living entities, including the shudras, vaishyas, women, and even those lower than the low-born shudras. So what to speak of the high-class men like the qualified brahmanas and the great self-realized kings? The other high-grade activities designed as sacrifice, designated as sacrifice, charity, austerity, etc., are all corollary factors following the pure and scientific bhakti cult. The principles of knowledge and detachment are two important factors on the path of transcendental realization. The whole spiritual process leads to perfect knowledge of everything material and spiritual, and the results of such perfect knowledge are that one becomes detached from material affection and becomes attached to spiritual activities. Becoming detached from material things does not mean becoming inert altogether, as men with poor fund of knowledge think. Naishkarma means not undertaking activities that will produce good or bad effects. Negation does not mean negation of the positive. Negation of the non-essentials does not mean negation of the non-essentials does not, it says meant, negation of the essential. Similarly, detachment from material forms does not mean nullifying the positive form. The bhakti cult is meant for realization of the positive form. When the positive form is realized, the great negative forms are automatically eliminated. Therefore, with the development of the bhakti cult, with the application of positive service to the positive form, one naturally becomes detached from inferior things, and he becomes attached to superior things. Similarly, the bhakti cult, being the supermost occupation of the living being, leads him out of material sense enjoyment. That is the sign of a pure devotee. He is not a fool, nor is he engaged in the inferior energies, nor does he have material values. This is not possible by dry reasoning. It actually happens by the grace of the Almighty. In conclusion, one who is a pure devotee has all other good qualities, namely knowledge, detachment, etc. But one who has only knowledge or detachment is not necessarily well acquainted with the principles of the bhakti cult. Bhakti is the supermost occupation of the human being. Om Adnantim Randasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namah Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshitarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ, ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ. So we're reading from Canto 1, Chapter 2, Verse Number 7. It's a very famous verse. And going through, started out yesterday's class by quoting how many times Srila Prabhupada has quoted the previous verse, which is the second highest number, frequency. I don't know how often Prabhupada has quoted this one, so if you know, you could check. Yeah. But I'm sure this one has been quoted by Prabhupada many, many times. And so much has been said about this verse. In fact, Srila Prabhupada, in the introduction of Srimad Bhagavatam, he says, one would do well to relish Srimad Bhagavatam by referring to the commentaries of the previous acharyas, and he lists a few names. He says, Jiva Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. He also refers to Girdhar Lal, Vallabhacharya, Veer Raghavacharya, Vijayadvaja. So these are other acharyas from different sampradayas, but different Vaishnava sampradayas. So, while I was thinking about this verse, I thought it might be nice to get a glimpse of how the different acharyas from, all the acharyas that Srila Prabhupada refers to, how all those acharyas have treated this verse and what they extract from this verse. So, generally, if you read the commentarial literature, the commentaries, they focus on every single word of the verse and they extract the essence from every single word. So what I'd like to quickly do is go through the verse, emphasizing on every word and trying to understand what or why these words have been used. So the first word is Vasudeve Bhagavati. Vasudeve. Vasudeve means unto Lord Vasudeva. Who is Vasudeva? Vasudeva is Krishna. But why is he called Vasudeva? Sorry? Yes, he is the son of Vasudeva. So Vasudevasya putraha iti Vasudevaha. Or if somebody is a grammarian, they will say Vasudeva apatyaha Vasudeva, which means son of Vasudeva is Vasudeva, just like son of Kunti is Kaunteya. Similarly, son of Vasudeva is Vasudeva. However, the acharyas have extracted the meaning of Vasudeva in a slightly more relishable. So this is also relishable, but slightly more deeper. So Vijayadvaja of Madhva Sampradaya, he says, Vasati sarvatra sarvasmin sarvam vasayati iti va vasuhu. Vasu means he who is everywhere. Vasati sarvatra, he resides everywhere. Sarvasmin, and he is in everyone. Vas dhatu means that the root vas means to reside. So Vijayadvaja says Vasu means he resides everywhere and in everyone, and everything resides in him. Hence he is known as Vasu. And Deva kridadi karanat devaha. And because he performs innumerable pastimes, he is called Devaha. Because the word Deva comes from the dhatu div, which means to play, to perform pastimes. So Vasudeva means the Supreme Lord who is everywhere and in everything and in whom everything exists. He performs beautiful pastimes. This is the explanation that Vijayadvaja gives. And actually, this is very relevant for bhakti. You know, Mother Yashoda, when she asked Krishna, he was eating dirt, to open his mouth, he reveals the whole universe in his mouth. So, everything is in him. Also, we have Damodar Ashtakam in the month of Kartika. We sing the 8th verse, it says, Tvadiyo Darayatha Vishwasya Dhamane. Your udara, your belly, which Mother Yashoda is trying to tie, contains the entire universe. So everything is there within Krishna. But also, Krishna is personally everywhere. This is the mysticism. Any example of how Krishna is everywhere? Any pastime? So Veer Raghavacharya from Sri Sampradaya, he says, Sarvatrasau samastecha. See, we can also be in multiple places. Sometimes if you're doing one work, one reading something, but we are in anxiety about something, then our mind is somewhere else. We are here physically, and our heart may be somewhere else. So we could be in multiple places also, in a sense. But then we are not completely anywhere. We are not 100% here or there. So one might argue, if you say Krishna is everywhere, does that mean he is partly everywhere? So Veer Raghavacharya says, Sarvatrasau samastecha. He is everywhere and he is complete everywhere. This is the difference. Vasati yatraiva vayataha. And he is here also. Tataha sa vasudeveti vidvat bhi parigiyate. That is why those who are learned, they call him Vasudeva. The example is given of Prahlad Maharaj. Hiranyakashipu, he challenged Prahlad Maharaj. In 7th canto, in the 8th chapter, we find Hiranyakashipu is challenging Prahlad Maharaj. What is he saying? Kvasav yadisa sarvatra kasmat stambhena drishyate. Yadi sa sarvatra, if your Lord is everywhere, kasmat stambhena drishyate, why is he not appearing in this pillar? And then we know what happens. Lord Narsingadeva appears. So the word Vasudeva here in this verse refers to that Lord who is there always and everywhere, especially for his devotees. So we see the hand of the Lord in everything. That is part of bhakti. Vasudeve Bhagavati. What is the meaning of Bhagavati? Unto Bhagavan. Who is Bhagavan? One who has? Krishna is Bhagavan. What is the meaning of Bhagavan? He has 6 opulences. Sorry? Innumerable opulences, but Parashar Muni, the father of Vyasadeva, he gives 6 attributes that Krishna has in full, or Bhagavan has in full. And he draws it from the 1st canto, chapter 3, where the different incarnations of the Lord are mentioned. One of the word that is mentioned is Shad Guneshah. Bhagavan is he who is Shad Guneshah, who is the master of the 6 gunas. But in Bhagavatam, the 6 gunas are not mentioned. So Parashar Muni elaborates. So here it says, Vasudeve Bhagavati, unto Bhagavan Vasudev. What should be done? Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha. Bhakti Yoga should be performed unto Bhagavan Vasudev. So the word Bhakti Yoga, Srila Prabhupada also says many places, it comes from the bhakti, comes from the root dhatu bhaj, which means bhaja sevayam, which means to serve. And what is bhakti? If somebody asks us, what is devotional service? I'm sure many people approach us and they ask, what is devotional service? What is bhakti that you're performing? Or what is the bhakti that is mentioned in this verse? How do you define bhakti? How is bhakti defined? beyond material designation, yes. Uninterrupted, unmotivated. But that would still sound like not easily comprehensible. What does it really mean? Yes, Prabhu. Favorable execution of service to the Supreme Lord. Fantastic. And the process of bhakti is through. So Jiva Goswami says here, bhakti yoga means shravanadi lakshana sadhana bhakti yoga. Shravanadi lakshana. Shravanam kirtanam Vishnu. So as smaranam pada sevanam. So as Prahlad Maharaj has said, the 9 processes of devotional service, that is bhakti. Performing those is bhakti. So when that bhakti is applied to Bhagwan Vasudeva. In fact, Srila Prabhupada says, not any Krishna, not any Vasudev, Bhagwan Vasudev. So when that bhakti is applied. Now the question might be, is this bhakti a matter of sentiment? Or is it something deeper? Actually, Prabhupada answers that in his purport. He says, bhakti is not simply a matter of sentiment. It is a science. Bhakti is a science. Bhakti yoga is a science. And Vallabhacharya, in his commentary, he says, ruchi matratva nirakaranaya parampara siddhaye yogaha. You know, in this verse, Suta Goswami is saying this verse to the rishis. And he could have very well said, Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti. And then he could have used some other words, Yojitaha. But he used the word Bhakti Yogaha. Now please listen carefully. Why is the word Yogaha used? As Srila Prabhupada puts it in the purport as well. And here in the commentary, Vallabhacharya says, Ruchi Matratva Nirakaranaya. Because it is not simply a matter of sentiment, it is yoga, it is a process, it is connection. Yoga means to connect. And he goes further and says, parampara siddhaye yogaha. To establish that one can only connect with the Lord through parampara, the word yoga is used specifically in this verse. So bhakti yogaha prayojitaha. And it's extremely powerful that we are connected to the parampara. Parampara is what gives power and purity. Being connected to the parampara, being connected to the siddhanta of bhakti. So, where does bhakti start? Yesterday, Govind Prabhu was giving class. He said, we are distributing books and somebody is accepting those books. They gain the Sukriti and the process starts and then they gain association of devotees. And the bhakti process triggers. That is true. Srila Prabhupada's books, and we having the Marathon 2017, these books are so powerful that they... Why are they powerful? Because bhakti yoga, they connect one to Krishna, but before connecting them to Krishna, they connect one to the entire parampara. So when one performs bhakti on their shoulder, they have the weight of the entire parampara. And Prabhupada said, these books will be law books for the next 10,000 years. But he also said, everyone who is my devotee, who is in the mission, should read my books. Especially those who distribute my books, they should read my books. Another time he said, if you want to know me, read my books. Another time he said, anyone can translate. See, Sanskrit is, after all, it's a language. It's not a big deal. Yeah, somebody might think it's a big deal, but it's not. It's a language, like many languages. And anyone can translate, and so many people have translated, even before Srila Prabhupada. But Srila Prabhupada said, my books are not simply translations. They contain my devotional ecstasies. So, once in Australia, Srila Prabhupada said, when you're distributing books, not everyone will accept. But even if somebody picks up the book in their hand and shows some appreciation, wow, this is a nice book. Anyway, thank you, I don't want it. Even if someone takes in their hand and shows some appreciation, Srila Prabhupada said, he will be guaranteed or she will be guaranteed a human form of life in their next birth. How? Because bhakti yoga, because the entire parampara, the weight of the parampara is there in the books. Another place, you know, sometimes devotees think, oh, Srila Prabhupada books are very basic. They are only having some basic information. There couldn't be anything more ridiculous than that. Srila Prabhupada himself said, my books are for the neophytes and for the most advanced. Such power is there in the books, in the parampara, that once Srila Prabhupada said, and Dhananjay Prabhu said this, once he said, if after I'm gone, the movement stops, the movement finishes, if the GBCs all leave, if all the gurus leave, if all the devotees leave, if all the temples are shut down, but my books have already been distributed everywhere, it'll be only a matter of time. One sincere soul will read those books and restart the entire Krishna consciousness movement. Can you imagine the power of these books? So, these are very potent, and actually that is bhakti. What is the prayojana? The next word, bhakti yoga prayojitaha. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he in his commentary says, prakarshena yojitaha sambandha dasya sakhyadi sambandha yuktaha. But he also says, shleshena prayojani kritaha bhakti yogasya bhakti yoga eva prayojanam nanya iti. Shleshena, one meaning is, prayojani kritaha bhakti yogasya bhakti yoga eva prayojanaha. The goal of bhakti is bhakti itself, and hence the word prayojita means the goal, and bhakti yoga means bhakti yoga. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that bhakti yoga which is goal of itself, such bhakti yoga should be performed. What is that bhakti? Pure devotional service. Only pure devotional service is the goal of itself. And this is also exemplified in Prabhupada's statement when he said, if nothing exists, if ISKCON and the Krishna consciousness movement is wiped off the face of the earth, it will just take one sincere soul to pick up one of his books and restart the entire Krishna consciousness movement. Why? Because the books are both the seed and the fruit. One statement Prabhupada made was, these books are also for the most advanced, which is the fruit of bhakti. But it's also the seed, because that is the nature of bhakti. Bhakti is the process and the goal itself. So, how should bhakti be performed? That is answered in the next word. Vasudeve bhagavati bhakti yoga prayojitaha. The pra prefix, it is upsarga, which means a prefix in Sanskrit, which means prakarshena. Or as Govinda Prabhu yesterday explained, prakrishta rupena. That is an explanation, but generally prakarshena. Prakarshena means emphasis. Now when it is applied to an adjective or a noun, it means emphasis. But when it's applied to a verb, it means to bring forth, to push forth. So pragamya, which means to go forth, or prasthana, which means to go forth or leave, like that. But here, prayojitaha, this is an adjective. So prayojita Vallabhacharya says very beautifully, he says, Prakarshena Dirghakala Adara Nairatrena Yojitaha Kritaha. Nairantaryena. Nairantaryena means without interruption. Prakarshena Dirghakala Adara. For a long period, one has to uninterruptedly perform devotional service. You see, sometimes we feel bewildered. Oh, I've been performing bhakti for so many years. I still don't have any relish for the fruit of bhakti, which is Krishna prema. Why is this happening? Of course, it could be because of aparadhas. It could be because of not following the process. But the most important reason is because there have been interruptions. When there has been interruptions, can you imagine if you want to boil a pot of milk, you turn the stove on, put it at 100 degrees, leave it for 30 seconds, switch it off, wait for 1 hour, put it on again, 100 degrees, 30 seconds, switch it off. When will the milk boil? Yeah, this example is given actually by the Acharyas. So it has to be uninterrupted. And Rupa Goswami says, of many qualities, the three qualities that are needed is utsaha, nishchaya and dhairya in bhakti. Or in any endeavor. You need utsaha, you need enthusiasm, you need nishchaya. Nishchaya is confidence or determination. And dhairya means patience. Patience. Like you can't have 9 women produce a child in 1 month. You need 1 woman take 9 months to produce a child, right? So patience. There is patience. There is dhairya, determination. And there is enthusiasm. Now one might ask, why have I lost enthusiasm in bhakti? Why have I lost dhairya, patience? Why have I lost the nishchaya, the determination? Srila Prabhupada answers that question actually. And actually it's very simple to understand. One would lose utsaha, nishchaya and dhairya if one deviates from the pure path of devotional service. And hence the Lord in the Bhagavad Gita says in 3 places, chapter 13, 14 and 18, the word is avyabhicharini bhakti mam avyabhicharena sevate. One who serves me avyabhicharena. Srila Prabhupada emphasizes on that word. In fact, he says in the purport, this is a very important word, undeviating. Whenever you bring in deviations from the siddhanta, deviations from the process, deviations from the path which is explained by the acharyas, by the parampara, it becomes ineffective. And it's easy to understand. A very mundane example. I was looking at my son who was playing some game on his iPad. Playing some jumping something, you know, some kind of a game he was playing. And while he was playing the game, he was very enthusiastic. He wanted to make a good score. He was very patient about making sure he jumps through all the hoops properly. And he had the determination to get the high score. Enthusiasm, determination, patience, everything was there. And then his mother said, oh, I've cooked something nice. I've cooked pizza. And immediately he started losing some points. And then a friend walked in. And the friend said, come, I'm here only for 15 minutes to play. My mom is here to drop something. I'm here for 15 minutes. Do you want to play? And he said, no, I'm playing the game. But then he just, you know, you've got some lives and things. So the game was over soon. And I just had a thought, you know, see, this is deviation of a kind. So in bhakti also, we should protect ourselves from deviations. Srila Prabhupada said, purity is the force. The force that pushes us forward is the purity. And it's not just the purity of the person, Sanatana Goswami explains, it's the purity of the person, but also the purity of the message. So if you have a person who is pure, but if he is, well, a pure person would not do that. But I'm just saying, you know, if a message is diluted, message of Krishna consciousness is diluted, it will become ineffective. These are not my words. Sanatana Goswami's words. And Srila Prabhupada has himself said this and emphasized the word avyabhicharina. In fact, 13th chapter Bhagavad Gita says, avyabhicharini bhakti. That is the bhakti one should perform, which does not deviate from the pure principles. Actually, the Krishna consciousness movement started because Prabhupada gave pure message of bhakti. And it thrived because of that. Prayojitaha. So the next word is janayati. Janayati ashu vairagyam. Janayati. So far we saw Vasudeva Bhagavati unto Lord Vasudev. Bhakti yoga prayojitaha. One who performs or applies devotional service unto Lord Vasudev. What happens to such a person? Janayati produces. Janayati means to produce. Ashu vairagyam. So why the word janayati here? Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, Nana vairagyartham pruthak yatno bhaktair na kartavya iti bhavaha. The intention here is, one does not have to specially endeavor. Jnana vairagyartham. Jnana vairagyartham, for knowledge and vairagya and renunciation, one does not have to specially endeavor if one performs devotional service. We might think, oh, we have to assume some unnecessary austerities. People do so many austerities, unnecessary austerities in bhakti. It's not required. If one follows the 9 processes of devotional service, they are complete in themselves. And all the 9 processes, Jiva Goswami says, all the 9 processes of devotional service should be accompanied by the most important process, which is? Yes. But the most important process? Huh? Sarva chanting. Chanting. Jiva Goswami says, all the other processes have to be, you know, done along with the chanting of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It's very important. And then what will happen? Janayati, it will produce Ashu Vairagyam and Jnanam. Ashu Vairagyam. So, what is renunciation? Vairagya means renunciation. What is renunciation? Vijayadvaja of Madhva Sampradaya, he says very nice, he gives a negative definition of renunciation. And then Jiva Goswami gives a positive definition. I will share both with you. The negative definition of renunciation is Vishayeshu Asarata Buddhim Vairagyam. When one understands that enjoyment of sense objects has no sara, has no essence, has no juice, then that is vairagya. But Jiva Goswami gives a positive definition. He says, tad anugami eva syat vairagyam. Vairagya means, I give up everything else, I simply follow you and do everything for you and for nothing else. That is vairagya. So, Srila Prabhupada would give this example. And if you listen to Srila Prabhupada's classes on this verse, he's given 4 classes on this verse, 4 lectures. You see, Prabhupada is almost in every lecture saying, Vairagya, just see these European boys and girls, these American boys and girls. They have given up everything and they become so blissful. Just see, simply by accepting this process of devotional service. But Prabhupada gave pure devotional service, so the Vairagya was immediate. And he was a pure personality. So, does that mean that we will get Vairagya? One question might arise. Do we get Vairagya, renunciation from Bhakti Yoga, after a long period of performing Bhakti Yoga? Do we get Jnana in Bhakti Yoga after a long period of performance of Bhakti Yoga? Or do we get it immediately? What is the thinking? Sorry? Immediately. Very good. Jiva Goswami says, Ashu Ishat Tat Shravana Matrena. Simply by hearing attentively. The word attentively is important. Hearing attentively the message of Krishna consciousness, one develops renunciation. One develops detachment. And hence the word Ashu Vairagyam is used. And Jnanam. Jnanam means knowledge. What is the knowledge that is attained by performing bhakti? Will one learn how to drive a car by performing bhakti without learning how to drive a car? Will one learn how to do some computer programming simply by performing bhakti? These are mundane subjects. So here it says, by performing bhakti, bhakti yoga prayojitaha, by performing it, janayati, it will produce ashu vairagyam, quick, immediate vairagya, jnanam cha, and knowledge also. So what knowledge is this? So Jiva Goswami and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, they say, the knowledge that will be produced is Bhagavat Swarupadi Jnanam. Jiva Goswami says, the knowledge of the original form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Srila Prabhupada says, where will that knowledge start? It will start from Athato Brahma Jidnasa. Aham Brahmasmi, I am a spirit soul. And self-realization will then end in realizing the beautiful form of the Lord. In fact, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, Bhagavad Rupa Guna Madhurya Anubhavam Jnanam. Bhagavad Guna, his qualities, Rupa, his beautiful form, Madhurya, and the taste of sweetness of his qualities and form, Anubhava, an experience of that, that is the knowledge that one will get through bhakti. This is the knowledge here. And in fact, Girdhar Lal, who is another great commentator, just to clarify, he says, Natu ghatapata adi vishayakam jnanam. Not the knowledge of ghatapata adi vishayakam. Ghata means how to make a pot. Pata means how to weave a nice cloth. Adi jnanam. Not that kind of knowledge. Just to be clear, he is saying, Ghatapata adi jnanam vishayakam jnanam. No. So, yat ahaitukam. This is the most beautiful word. Ahaitukam. What is the meaning of ahaitukam? Even in the previous verse, the word of ahaituka was there. Ahaituka means? Sorry? Causeless. Perfect. Hetu means cause. Ahaitukam means causeless. So the knowledge which will be produced is causeless. Why is it causeless? Sridhar Swami in his commentary says, Shushkatarkat agocharam upanishadam ityarthah. Shushkatarkat. This knowledge of the Supreme Lord and about one's own self cannot be attained by dry, mundane tarka, logic. Logic fails. Logic works within the realm of the mundane, not in the realm of the supramundane. you need an instrument which is material to measure something material. But you cannot measure something non-material by a material instrument. Similarly, logic which is material within the material realm fails. And hence, Sridhar Swami says, Shushka Tarka, this dry logic, agocharam, cannot help you understand. Upanishadam, this knowledge which is the goal of the Upanishads. What is that? Realization of the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That knowledge is attained. And because it is attained without a cause, it can only be attained through mercy of the Lord. Hence it is called ahaitukam or causeless. Now somebody might argue that it is said knowledge leads to sayujya mukti. You see, the jnanis and the vairagis, the yogis, ultimately the highest they can attain is sayujya mukti. So somebody might say, why is jnanam being provided here with bhakti? Will it not lead me to sayujya mukti? So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur answers that argument and he says, sayujyam tatna arhati ataha ahaitukam. Hetu means what will it provide, also cause as well as the result. So normally jnana will provide the result of sayujya mukti, but here this jnana is ahaitukam. It will not provide its ordinary result, which is sayujya. Instead, it will provide the relishment of the sweetness of the quality and the form of the Lord. And finally, Vijayadvaja from Madhva Sampradaya, he actually gives a very radical explanation. He says, Jnanam cha yad ahaitukam. This transcendental knowledge which will appear, it will be caused by, haitu means cause. Or, he says, akara vachya Vishnu prasada eva hetuhu nimittam. He says, akara vachya Vishnu prasada. He says, the word, the alphabet A over there in A haitukam refers to Vishnu's prasada, or mercy of the Lord. And we know that in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, aksharanam akarosmi. Amongst all the alphabets, I am A. Correct? So, Vijayadvaja says, A haitukam means, jnana and vairagya will be caused. By whom? By A or Vishnu. So he translates it in a very different way. He says, the transcendental knowledge is caused by the Lord. A haitukam. Anyway, so is knowledge and renunciation required for us to perform devotional service or not required? What do we think? In fact, it is required. Srila Prabhupada, in one of the classes that he gave in Delhi, November 13, 1973, he said, we are preaching this Krishna consciousness movement that you take to Krishna consciousness, your life will be perfect. And what is perfection of life? And he says, jnana and vairagya is the perfection of life. You see, this bhakti anusarita jnana, bhakti anusarita vairagya, that vairagya and jnana which is produced through bhakti, like Srimad Bhagavatam, is not jnana of an ordinary kind. It is bhakti itself. So this jnana and vairagya is bhakti themselves, and it is conducive to furthering of bhakti. Transcendental knowledge and renunciation. And in fact, this is probably the only verse where Prabhupada has said, I could not find any other statement in any of his books or any of his conversations where Srila Prabhupada says, the whole Krishna consciousness movement is Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha Janayati Ashu Vairagyam Jnanam Cha Yad Ahaitukam. He said this in Hyderabad, April 21st, 1974, He said, the whole Krishna consciousness movement is this verse. It's a very powerful verse. And in fact, we see that when a pramana is emphasized, when something is said more than once, it is important. Said more than twice, it has to be absolutely heard. It's said thrice or more, it is set in stone. So we have the same verse. This is spoken between Sutta and Rishis. The same verse in 3rd Canto, chapter 32, verse number 23. The same verse is spoken again by Kapila, Lord Kapila, who is incarnation of Bhagavan himself, Shakti Avishavatar of Bhagavan. He speaks the same verse to Mother Devahuti. He says, Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha Janayati Yashu Vairagyam Nanam Yad Brahma Darshanam. Brahma Darshanam. This knowledge will give you the darshan of the Lord face to face. You will see Krishna face to face. Another meaning of Brahma Darshan will be, you will have self-realization, exactly as this verse says. So this is the second time the verse has been repeated. And in fact, in the fourth canto, the verse is repeated again for the third time. Fourth canto, chapter 29, verse number 37. Narad Muni is speaking to Prachina Barishat and he says, Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Samahitaha. One who performs bhakti to Vasudev, Sadrichinena Vairagyam. Immediately he receives Vairagya. What kind of Vairagya? Perfect Vairagya. Nanam cha janayishyati. Exactly the same meaning, with the same words. So the same message is repeated thrice. In fact, just as I was entering, I recollected, and somebody can check later, I think Canto 6, Lord Shiva is telling Parvati the same verse again. So that'll be the fourth occurrence. And as I speak now, I think in the 10th canto also there's a similar verse. So that'll be five times. Such a powerful verse. Srila Prabhupada says, the whole Krishna consciousness movement is Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha Janayati Ashu Vairagyam Nanam Chayad Ahaitukam. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Samaveda Bhakti Vrinda ki jai.